When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode. We are happy to have you here on episode 16 of season 6. If you've just joined, I am Robin from At a Tired Witch Everywhere, and I am joined by the beautiful, the lovely, the ethereal Magic with Maria Everywhere. I'm like trying to outdo myself every time. Do you like it?
Wow, I really need to step it up. Jesus Christ.
I know, you don't even say a single good thing about me, and I honestly think you should be jailed.
You're literally called the Supreme, which is, this is true. Like, you
this
know.
This is true.
That is
many
the title
people
of all
are
titles.
Noticing this about me. They're saying it about me. As a reminder to everyone, we will be having a class this month, as we do every month. This class will be on September 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Laura De Villa. The class is going to be on Gallina Negra, which is a extension of a previous class she did about cleansing, limpias, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about this class. I think it's going to be great. If you saw her previous class, it was wonderful. So the fact that we are getting the opportunity for an extension of that is going to be amazing.
It's going to be so good. I'm so excited. Her class was so amazing last time.
It was.
Like, I'm really, really happy she's coming back.
Me too. I'm very excited about it. I think she's just going to do a great job as per.
Yeah. And obviously, if you're going to join the class, you should just, you know, join our Patreon completely, which is Magical Beginnings. We do articles and have a Discord community. Speaking of a Discord community, we have something so fun happening. So fun happening the next couple months. And even might even be kind of going to other parts of the year. But anyways, we're doing Halloween.
It's going to extend and I guess the word is transform after this first one.
We're still discussing. This is completely new but really fun. But for Halloween, we're kind of doing obviously we'll be having a Halloween party, but in the meantime we're kind of having a contest with everyone in the Discord. There's three different teams, and we're people are watching Halloween movies, they're reading creepy spooky books, and they get points get rewarded for anyone who does these things. And then at the end, whichever team has the most points will get something a little special at the Halloween party.
Yes.
Which is so fun. And we're having the best time. It's so fun watching everyone being engaging and talking to each other and really getting into the Halloween spirit. It's so cute. I love it very much.
Yeah, it's been really great. It's going to continue to be really great. And the main thing is the winning team gets real life prizes. And that's so exciting. So come join our Discord. Join any of the tiers that say Coven next to it or up. And come play some Halloween games with us. We're having a grand old time.
Yeah, and even after Halloween, we're discussing having a witchy challenge where you read a witchy book, watch a witchy movie, or just do something witchy within your home and you get points. So it's kind of helping you engage with your practice more during the burr months. Very, very excited about that. But I did want to mention, so for coffee talks, we need more voice notes, guys. Voicemails. I call them voice notes. Voicemails, guys. We need creepy stories. It's almost Halloween. Come on, give us some creepy ones. We want to be scared. But if you want to leave us a little...
Petrify me, baby.
Yeah. Leave us a little voicemail at 351-207-0799. Now, there is a 3-minute cutoff point, and if it cuts off, just call us back. We'll put it together. We want to hear your story. Give us creepy ones, especially I like hospital ones the most, or even nursing home ones. So if you are a nurse or, an EMT, give us that.
Yes. Send them to us immediately. I'm still trying to convince my uncle to come on. So fingers crossed I can get him this year. If you just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize those in your magical practice. Now, the nearest one to when this episode comes out is going to be on September 7th. That is the full moon in Pisces. And I have been really trying to brainstorm different ways we can talk about these lunar phases, because, of course, you have these standard energies that match the moons, but we're on season 6. So if you have been an avid listener since the beginning, you probably hear the full moon in Pisces and go, yeah, Robin, we get it. Dreams. So I have instead been trying to kind of not rework the wheel, but take a new approach to these lunar phases. And so I've been giving it a lot of thought. And the big one that I was thinking of for this particular lunar phase is compassion and forgiveness. The Pisces in general is such a feels... It's very similar to Cancer, but in a different way, much more dreamy than Cancer, where Cancer is so homely, homebody.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking about it as a space to kind of tap into those emotions in a way that is productive. I think a really big thing that we tend to forget when it comes to things like forgiveness is just because you forgive someone does not mean you need to continue to have them in your life. For a lot of people, forgiveness is for themselves. I am choosing to forgive you so that way I give myself a sense of peace. And thanks, that doesn't Bob. Mean we welcome them back in our life. That just simply means I'm no longer choosing to hold on to this negative energy for me. And so in this particular full moon, it might be interesting to break from the norm and work on spells that allow ourselves to forgive people that we do not want in our lives anymore, but to release ourselves from that sort of energy that perhaps we're harboring still in our hearts.
Yeah.
And just kind of having this radical empathy for ourselves, where we are allowing ourselves the space to acknowledge our feelings, give ourselves the space to really hold that energy of love for ourselves, and then choose to let go of the negative that goes with it. And perhaps we're going to do some cord cutting with that. Perhaps this is writing letters to your guides, especially during a Pisces full moon, where we are saying, hey, I don't want to continue to hold on to this. I don't know. I was trying to think of something new. Something different. What do you think?
That gives like very big Five of Swords energy. I always tell like when that card like pops up in like readings or anything, it's just like you forgive someone doesn't mean you have to return to it. You're just laying down your weapons. You don't have to fight anymore. You're just like, yeah, whatever. Bye, peace.
Adios, muchachos.
So Pisces is definitely, as Ram said, like a dream sign. And I view it as a very big divination sign as well. Now, and also a sign that deals a lot with like working with the liminal, with it being a water sign and being very fluid. When I think of Pisces, like in that sort of context, I kind of think of like sound deprivation tanks, you know, where you like sit in the water, you can't hear anything, and you're just like floating in the water and your mind tends to wander. Like people have like these crazy out of body experiences when they do those. But I was thinking about that and I was like, this is like the perfect full moon to kind of like do hedge crossing and to kind of like, you know, flow into the liminal and go into the other world. So if you want to get really witchy, like go do some hedge crossing, like maybe put some, you know, hedge crossing oil on.
Oh yeah.
And, yeah. And just go visit with her guys and stuff.
If you have no idea what to do.
So good. And it's with Christine, who wrote like a whole book on it. And it's amazing. Christine Grace.
Yes.
But yeah, go do some hedge crossing. I mean, we're so close to fall. And Oh, no. I just think now's the time to do the most witchiest things in order to, you know, have fun and enjoy the season. So, yeah, go do it.
So every episode, we like to talk about tarot cards. Previous seasons, we've gone over individual meanings of cards. And then we also did, we went over like the whole sections in tarot. Like we went through the major arcana, the minor arcana, what the aces mean, what the kings mean, what the pages mean. But we went over all of that. And then last season, we went over themes, like the what cards would represent certain themes, like love, friendship, like things along those lines. This season, we're kind of like returning to our roots and talking about like individual meanings of cards. But instead of like intentionally choosing a card, we're doing like a shuffle and draw and like kind of like reading for the collective. And just because like the card is for the collective doesn't mean it's necessarily for you. You might not be a part of like the collective energy. And this energy is just like something like we're all experiencing or that is around us on the outside of us. So Robin is doing the shuffle and draw today.
So Robin. Sure am. What I'm card using the Mahogany Tarot, World Tarot.
So pretty.
I feel like one of those influencers. Nobody can see this because we're not doing video today, but I'm tapping on the cards. And for this today, we've got the Two of Swords, which feels really, I don't know, pointed towards what you and I were just talking about with the Five of Swords, of laying down your swords. This is like the precursor to it. This is the extreme opposite end where we're feeling super guarded. You know, we've got our walls up. We are still choosing to fight. And it does feel very much like, I don't know, what happens before we perhaps choose to have forgiveness for things for ourselves, right? And usually when you see the Two of Cards, it tells us that you have got your walls up for very valid reasons, whether there is been situations that have happened to you or situations that have happened to other people that don't make you feel safe. Your walls are up for a reason. So this isn't to tell you, you know, oh, bring them down. Everything's fine. And instead, it tells you to evaluate, like kind of have a check-in with yourself. Why are we feeling this way? What can we do to make ourselves feel more safe that isn't necessarily like shutting everyone out? Yeah, so it's just for me, whenever I see the Two of Swords, it very much tells us to have a check-in with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Why are we feeling this way? What about this situation makes me feel like I can't be my full self, that I have to have my walls up? And can I do anything in my power to change that perspective for myself? And maybe that simply means you need to change your environment. Maybe that means that we need to, you know, talk with people and let them know how we're feeling and if they can provide us with more safety. But it very much for me is a card of kind of checking in with our bodies.
So for me, this card, especially in a collective atmosphere, to me is like the world is very loud right now. It is so loud.
That is true.
Like you have people like yelling and like, you know, with the doom scrolling, like things are, you know, things are happening at a rapid pace, and us being connected to social media and stuff like that, it just makes this information more readily available. And while that, yeah, that's not necessarily a bad thing most of the time, like having like all this information at our fingertips is very helpful, especially when we want to know what's going on and we want to help and we want to, you know, keep an eye out for our friends and make sure everything's going okay. But at the same time, like, you're also being told what to do and you're being told, you know,
how to do it.
It's just very loud. So for me, this card is kind of like, okay, it's time to, you know, the whole like making the X with the swords, block out all the noise for right now. You need to tune within. You need to like list, like, what is your intuition trying to tell you right now? How do you need to handle all of this, and how can you personally step up to the table in order to, you know, just to not only handle things better for yourself, but also to help out others? Like, you know, what other people are saying to do might not necessarily resonate with you. You might not be able to help out in the same way others are able to help out. Or you're just receiving information way too much from like doom scrolling and things like that. And, you know, maybe it's time for a better approach where you kind of like, maybe you take like a couple days off from like the news cycle. But when you return back to the news cycle, because it's still good to remain informed, not ignorant, maybe you have a better approach to it where you're like, I will, you know, every morning for maybe 30 minutes, I will check the news. And then that is your due diligence and you're remaining, you know, informed. But at the same time, you're still setting that boundary for yourself to, you know, if you're completely burned out, you're not going to be able to help others. And setting this boundary will be very helpful towards your energy and helping you fight another day.
Does that make sense?
It does. So, we are doing the elements for our main segments lately, and now we've moved on to the top of our pentacle, the pentagram, and it is spirit.
The pentagram. Satanic, demonic reaches of the pentagram.
But we have reached spirit.
Do you know
spirit.
It's not of the Lord?
Well, it can be for Christian liches.
Do you know it's not of the Lord?
But so, Robin, what does spirit correspond to for you?
Well, have you ever heard of the Holy Spirit? Have you ever heard of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is with us at all times.
But like we laugh.
I laugh. I'm making a little kiki joke. But the Holy Spirit is spirit. The Holy Spirit is spirit. It's everything. It is the unseen. The spirit is divine, in my opinion. Spirit is our energy and the energy of those around us and everything around us. Mm-hmm. Spirit to me is the unseen. Mm-hmm. So like we'll talk about it later, above and below. But spirit is, in my opinion, the center. It is the energy that exists within everyone and everything around us. Woo-woo people call it the vibrations. Mm-hmm. The vibrations at which we our frequency lives on. Sorry, I don't know why I'm being so weird about this, but spirit is... it's because I was making Holy Spirit jokes.
Yeah, well, Halloween brain rot too.
I literally this morning, actually, like to go on that, I fucked up the point system on our little party thing so bad. So I clearly need some more coffee. Anyway, my point is spirit is everything that is unseen. So it is the faith that lives in all of us, that our magical work. Spirit is the divine that exists, you know, if you're praying to a deity or a god or a saint or a spirit, spirit is all of that. It is. Spirit is our guides. It is our intuition. It is, I don't know, this energy that exists in the world. That as witches we tap into and let us lead our path. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So definitely everything you said, 100%. I'm going to try not to repeat it, but.
Please do repeat it. Guys, let's cancel Maria.
I definitely agree. When you're calling a circle, it is the center of the circle. And that is you creating this like liminal space. If you want to visualize it, envision like, what are those things? But like the string boards, like, you know, when you're like solving a mystery with all the strings attaching and stuff like that.
This conspiracy boards?
Yeah. This would
like Charlie Day's.
This would be the center. This would be like what all the strings are going towards. Yes. And so when you're calling a circle, you're bringing all of these energies towards you. You're bringing it to the center. And you're creating like the space where they're all like intermingling, and they're creating like spirit, they're creating the divine, they're create, you know, this is a space of like your intention, like coming to life. And like, I do want to, we will be going over, as Robin said, the above and below, because like some people call it for their circles, and I highly recommend it. But it's kind of okay. So, you know, you know, the craft and how God, what's her name? Never heard of it. She's like,
I've never, you know, I don't even know anything about them.
She's talking about the deity, and she's like, it's the rocks, it's the sky, it's all of it, it's everywhere. And mm-hmm. you know, if God and the devil were playing on a board, you know, Earth would be their stadium. But I kind of view like the whole like the stadium aspect, that is spirit, and that is center, because we have drawn it all there from above and below. Like, we're bringing it to our while we are working in the liminal, when we're doing spell work within a circle, we're bringing it to us. Does that make mm-hmm. sense?
Yep.
To, yeah. And yeah, so yeah, I definitely agree with everything that you said about like deity and stuff like that.
It's everything.
It is literally everything.
But it's everything on an energetic level, in my opinion. So like everything. So like, if we look at it from a scientific standpoint, everything is made up of energy. Everything that exists in this world is made up of energy. Energy can be created. It cannot be destroyed. Blah, 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 blah. And so that energy, that star stuff that creates everything, that mm-hmm. is spirit. Star yeah. stuff.
Yeah.
Which I know is like a little bit like, I don't know, maybe a little over the top woo-woo, but...
No, it's really not. And I really think with what you're saying about energy, it also represents the energy that you are bringing to the spell specifically. Like, if you are doing, you're trying to do a very powerful spell and your energy is just not there for it, and you're just like, at least for you, because, you know, yeah. us spoony girlies, we have to do our best. But yeah, it's, if you are doing a very powerful spell and you're just like, you have no energy, you're exhausted, you know, your center, your spirit might not be as powerful as it needs to be in order to, you know, to cultivate the spell. Because you got to think of the center and of spirit kind of as like a magnifying glass, and the mm-hmm. sun like going through it like a prism. Like, if you don't have enough light, oh God, if you don't have enough like energy filtering through the prism, your, you know, the little dot is not going to, that the little dot that is from the magnifying glass going down is not going to be as powerful as what you need, because that is what is going towards your spell. And we will discuss like in the next section, like how to kind of like get your energy up for spells, because as I said, I'm a chronic illness girly. I have tips and tricks that I will share. But I also think, when we're calling spirit and center too, obviously, you know, we're calling the above and below, which can be like, we'll go over that, but we're drawing all these spirits that we naturally work with. Like our ancestors, we're calling the deities we work with, we're calling our land spirits, our house spirits, anything that is willing to work with us, because I said it's kind of like a vacuum. You're vacuuming in like all these things in order to help you with the spell.
We're just sucking off the vacuum, guys.
For spells. It's a thing.
I guess. I guess. I think this girl might be a freak, everybody. okay, so I guess my question to you then becomes, if you were going to put spirit on your altar, a symbol on your altar, if you wanted to give some like direct correspondence, what would you utilize for spirit?
Honestly,
I have some very hot takes for this, so I really want to know what you think.
Mostly, it's just my energy. Like,
okay,
me
yeah.
physically going to the altar and setting my intentions. It's my breath. I mean, which is, I know it's air, but is the intention that we're setting through our breath. And it is our movements. It's our, like, and even with, if we're working with a deity at the altar, if we're working with, you know, guides or anything, we are at that, as I said, that stadium. We're at that middle ground, which represents center and spirit. And like the altar itself is spirit. Like altars are portals to our intentions. And so that is like center. That is spirit. That is the magnifying glass and, you know, the little...
My camera just decided to auto frame and it like zoomed in on me like very office style, The Office. So I guess I'm in auto frame now. Sorry, finish what you're saying. Don't get distracted by this.
Looks like I'm crying. Oh guys, you should have seen it. It was so funny. And Robin's face did not help it. That is just, it was very office style.
I don't know why I decided to do that.
Oh, just the zoom. It was so smooth to like literally like a cameraman like zooming in. Oh my God. Okay. We're good.
Oh my God.
Okay, not a spirit, but anyway.
Yeah, spirit literally was like, let's laugh, everybody.
Okay, but off of the altar, I also view spirit as hedge crossing. You're literally just working with your body when you hedge cross. Yeah. And when you meditate, you're just working with your body. You're working with spirit. And that is just spirit. You know, it's not working with really any other elements. But anyways, let's hear what you got to say with your hot takes.
Okay, so I kind of hinted at this at the beginning of the episode. It's like zooming in. I'm so sorry. I don't know how to turn it off. I don't know how it turned on and I don't know how to turn it off. So come on a journey with me, Maria. Anyway. I joked about it at the beginning, and I know that people have a lot of mixed opinions about incorporating religion, Abrahamic religion, with witchcraft. Yeah. But especially for folk practitioners who have like a Catholic-based religion, which is, or not religion, witchcraft practice, which is not everybody. In fact, I would say it's the minority. I think holy water is a great symbol for spirit. And I know a lot of people don't want to get holy water for, again, a whole bunch of reasons. And that does not to say that they are wrong at all. However, regardless of how we, if we believe that holy water actually is sacred, blessed water of God within the religion, it is a symbol of their, that religion's entire faith blessed by their God. And so God is, at least conceptually, this one great spirit that creates everything, that is exists within everything. I mean, you know, the Christians, they've got that expression that when you're walking on the beach and you only saw one set of footprints, it's because I carried you. And that's because in their religion, in that religion, and in that faith, Jesus, God, whatever, is with you at all times. The Holy Spirit is with you at all times. And so I feel like that, even if you don't prescribe to that religion, is such a great, I don't know, symbolic representation of what spirit is. It's everywhere. Mm. It's everything. Yeah. It's created everything. It's the one great unifier. And so even if you don't necessarily believe in the Christian God, I don't. Mm.
But the energy is still there.
What a great symbol. You know what I mean?
Can I go off of what you just said?
No, you cannot. Don't ever pick my brain again. And honestly, I think you owe me an apology. I'm waiting for it.
Okay, but anyways. Okay, so I don't really think I've spoken about it on the podcast. I think I have on the Discord. I mean, we are in, you know, we're deep in seasons right now. But When I go to concerts or when I go to an amusement park, I like to kind of like bottle up the energy that is experienced in these places, because you can literally feel the energy of the places. You can feel spirit because the energy is like all up, especially at concerts. Like everybody's singing, moving their bodies, and then the music and all that. I mean, you could even say that, like, yeah, music could be connected to air, but depending on like the passion within the lyrics and, you know, the instruments being played, that could be literally spirit. But bottling up all this like energy, like you can literally just bring a spell bottle, open it, and like kind of like visualize, you know, the energy from this place into the spell bottle and close it. And then you can use it for like spells that you need a little energy towards. Spoonies. And
Holy Spirit activate. Holy Spirit activate.
But it's true. But yeah, that just kind of reminded me. But anyways, I'm sure you have more hot takes.
So I think ahead. That a lot of people, kind of going back to what I just said about the holy water, I think a lot of people forget that so much of witchcraft is symbolism and not actually a one-to-one. Like, it's not literal. And so I think when we do things like the spell bottle that you just described of pulling the energy in, utilizing holy water, etc., it's symbolic. It's not this, I don't know, extreme one-to-one. Dude, am I making sense? Am I rambling too much?
Because you are making sense, because that's why, like, when people are like, oh, I'm setting intentions towards this, and I'm like, but you've also got to consider, like, even the people who aren't witches are also putting energy towards this. Let's say that, like, someone else is also going after a job that you want. Like, that other person is putting energy. It might not be, you know, like you're doing magic and stuff like that, but this person is still like thinking about it. They're setting intentions. Yep. They might not have like be like doing what you're doing, condensing all of this in order to make it something more powerful, but they are literally putting energy towards something. And so like their belief is a very, very, very powerful
and real.
Yeah, I mean, look at it today. Like, belief can also be negative. It can be very bad. But just because it's bad doesn't make it less powerful, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I did want to mention about the whole, like, if you're a spoonie and you're, like, you don't know how to get your energy up before spell. Now, I will say that there is going to be some spell work that afterwards you're just going to like crash afterwards. And like, unfortunately, you know, just make plans to veg afterwards, basically. But I highly recommend like putting on some music that kind of like gets your blood pumping a little bit. And if you have the spoons, like kind of like dance around a little bit to it. Like, music is a great way to get energy up for you to interact with spirit to create that magnifying glass. So, yeah, just kind of like consider it, especially if you're a big music person. I feel like many of us spoonies are big music people because we literally like that is, you know, something we can do easily, even if like we're in a bad spot. And also, like, I've been known to do like spell work directly after like scary movies, action movies, thriller movies, because your energy is up afterwards. So
I've been known to throw around a little spell work after my heart is racing.
Yes. You know what I realize?
No, like, I don't. What?
This is completely off spirit, but you and I, we're like Trixie and Katya
here's my question.
Witchcraft.
Which one am I?
You are Trixie. So
you think I'm Trixie? I'll take that.
Probably. I don't know. Which one's which? Maybe we should ask and have them write in the comments. Who's here?
I fear that I am Katya.
You think so?
I do fear that I'm Katya. I do fear that for me.
Maybe we're
guys,
a mix.
Report below. Which one are we?
You're probably a mix.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be so cool if we could do like a drag makeup like them and then like take a witchy photo.
Do you want to do drag when you're here?
Yes.
Let's do it.
We're going to a Rocky Horror Picture Show drag night. We could do Trixie and Katya. We'll get you a blonde wig.
Oh my gosh. Yes, please. Well, remember, it has to be witchy, so we'll do black hair wigs. So it'll be kind of like the opposite.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Robin.
This is so bad.
What is stirring your cauldron this week?
It's soup season, bitch. I made my first soup of the season, baby. And not only did I make my soup, first soup of the season, it was a minestrone. And I grew all the vegetables that were in the minestrone.
Oh my gosh,
the potatoes,
babe.
The tomatoes, the zucchinis, the onions. I did not grow the celery and the carrot that were in it because we ate all of the carrots that I grew. But, the kale grew it.
Look at you.
So, I'm not trying to say I'm, literally just the most powerful kitchen witch in the whole wide world, but I feel like the stats do speak for themselves in this scenario.
Uh-huh. That's amazing.
Thank
but
you.
But soup season is also stirring my cauldron. I've literally made a ton of soup. Lately.
Yeah, I am so vibing. Frank got an owie in his mouth a week ago. And so he didn't want to chew on anything too hard because he hurt himself. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, say less, King. It's soup season, baby.
Oh,
so
I am dying for some butternut squash soup.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Oh, let me tell you. So, I just did the math, and I'm very upset with this math. So, the autumn equinox lands on the 22nd, the day my flare is supposed to start for endometriosis.
No!
So, amazing. So good. I'm so happy. But I am already, I've already, kind of looked at my plans, and I'm just going to switch it to next weekend. We're going to have our, we have our, Thanksgiving meal for the autumn equinox, and so we're just moving that to the Friday after.
Okay.
Which I'm very excited about. But it's still, you want to be out there when it's fall. I mean, I know that, I live in South Carolina, so, me saying, it's autumn, literally on the 22nd, it's probably going to be, 90 degrees and everything's still green. But I still want to be out there. I want to be enjoying the vibes and doing
the vibes. Yeah, I want to be the vibes.
I want to go to the coffee. I'm going to get some coffee. I'm going to go to bookstores.
Where the people are.
But I guess that gives me a chance to maybe watch Over the Garden Wall. And me and the Witchling have been watching Gilmore Girls.
Is Over the Garden Wall on our unconventional list? Because it should be.
No, neither is Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'll fix that as soon as we're done with this.
Robin's talking about the Halloween little contest thing we have going on. See, you guys should join.
Great,
it's so much fun.
If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This is anyone from shops, social media accounts, books, art, or just anything that we have organically found that we think is pretty awesome. As a reminder, these are not ads. This is stuff we have just genuinely found and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And if you have got a shop, business, artist, whomever that you think the community would love to hear, please send us a DM, send us an email, message us directly, whatever, so we can give them a little shout. So that being said, Maria, who are you fucking with this week, baby girl?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to try so hard to pronounce this. I've been actually just staring at the word. Terramithium ceramics, maybe?
Terrafium ceramics.
There we go. Yeah. But Terrafium. Anyways.
It'll be in the caption.
Yeah. These, they make snail kettles, like tea kettles. And they are so cute and so, I don't know, they're just so, they're very witchy, and I would totally have one if I could. Like, they're so well done and so cute. Like, I kind of like, whenever when I see them, I think of like fairies and stuff like that, and I really want one, but I bet they're pretty expensive and I'm never gonna get one in my entire life, but I like looking at them and they're very pretty, and
they are very pretty.
I would like one, please. Okay, how about you?
Please send us some. Thank you. I've actually talked about this account before. It's Witch Baby Soaps. Chelsea, the owner, sent me a care package of their stuff recently, as a friend. So this is not like an ad. She is my friend. She is in my phone. She was like, oh, it's autumn, I want to send you something. And so she did. And it was all pumpkin stuff. And I haven't gotten there. I haven't purchased from them during like autumn season in about a year or two, I want to say. I don't think I got anything last season. I think it was the season before. Mm-hmm. And I forgot how good it smells. Mm-hmm. that I'm just like, yeah, mm-hmm. Everyone who needs a hit of autumn needs to be on this.
needs to be on this like it's a drug.
So yeah, it was one of those things that it was almost like visceral. Mm-hmm. just the hit of the scent that I was like, yeah, yes. Ugh,
I love a good like autumn bath bomb.
Yeah. And it's the body oil specifically is what like took my ass out, because their body oil is also just really good. Like, it absorbs into the skin really well. Yeah. And it makes your skin feel so good that I forgot like how, not strong, strong is the wrong word, but like how good the scents are for the body oils, that I was like, yeah, we're gonna talk about this today. So yeah.
I love a good body oil.
I'm pulling it up right now. Our listener choice is The Witch and the Goddess. And I do feel like we have talked about them before, or maybe I've just liked their stuff before. But they make these like wreaths, these crescent moon wreaths that have like dried fruit and dried flowers and stuff like that. And they are so pretty. And someone sent it to me for a listener submission that I was like, yeah, we're going to talk about that again as well. Even if we have already discussed them, and maybe we have, I genuinely mm-hmm. don't remember. If we have, it would have been like season one.
I don't know. Like, I am following them. So.
Okay.
Oh, they also make, now they make like candle holders too, which are very cute.
Cute.
Yeah. And
I don't know. I'm just so into it. Me and I too. Just feel like there's so much going wrong in the world right now that any little joys that we can find, we should take them.
Yes, we, and pretty things made by very talented witches help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, guys.
So as a reminder, if you guys have got someone you want us to see, shoot us a DM, shoot us an email. We would love to shout them out.
Yes.
So much for joining us. We hope to see you again on Friday, September 12th for our Coffee Talk episode, or September 19th for the 17th episode of season 6. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we are up to. And don't forget to join us on Friday, September 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our class with Laura De Villa on Gallina Negra.
Yeah, and additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers a special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events like we have discussed. Like, it's a lot of fun in there.
We're doing a Halloween party!
Yeah. And then we even have tiers to offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. You can either have a conversation to help you along with your craft, or you could be like, I would like a tarot reading today, guys. And that would be completely fine.
Yeah. and we would love to do it. And please, if you are loving our sexy, sensual chef's kiss voices, that was really funny. The camera did it again. Take a moment to review us from whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify or someone else, somewhere else. We love reading your reviews and rating us with 5 stars, but rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. So thank you to everyone who already has and everyone who will in the future. We appreciate you.
Yeah. And again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons.
With Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from Magic with Maria Everywhere. You ready?
I am.
All right. One, two, three.